Board, so we have this. We just, you know, we're so appreciative of everyone that helps and serves here at Family Harvest Church. And as I shared earlier with the team member of the month, we realize as your pastors and staff that we need your help, and we understand that. And as our church, you know, as you can see, we're pretty full. You know, it's kind of interesting, pretty much. On any given Sunday, we have 10 to 20 membership out. So as full as we were today, you know, we rejoice in that. And we believe that God will be bringing us new people. Of course, we're believing for a new building. And so there are some changes we just are wanting to make to become more efficient, to put to use each and every person, and to reduce the number of people that we are using. So some of it will be, as you'll see as we go, learning some different areas and such. But I think that'll help us in the long run. And then when, eventually as we move into a new building. And so I just want to say a big thank you to Joshua. He's helped. He's been working on this for the last 5-6 months. We've been talking about it different every time we get together and just going over. And, you know, as we began the new year and we knew that there were some changes that were coming, good changes. Changes aren't always easy, but we believe they're good changes. And so we made some of those changes at the beginning of the year, something we had prayed about. Those of you probably have visited with my wife, you understand that it was her desire to get out of the insurance business. She had been in it for 29 years. And her desire and such, and so in praying, talking with the board, praying about it, the opportunity presented itself for her to move in here at Family Harvest Church and to work in the position that we made or titled the administrative pastor and such. And of course, at the time when we did that, Brother Gil and Miss Lori, they were still on staff at that time, but they were praying concerning some things that God was leading them and directing them. And of course, the 1st of May, they stepped down from their position. So just let you know right now, as far as benevolence is concerned, we're doing it on a limited basis. We are, with our benevolence, what we are doing, we are targeting our church family first. We just felt that that's important to take care of our church family. And then as people come in, if we feel, as far as giving them a gift card, but right now it's just mainly we visit with the board concerning that. And so then also we had some changes, some other just slight changes on the staff. Audrey, she used to do all the slides, you know, what you see, the outlines and all that. Well, Marianne has stepped into that, so she could step back a little bit. You know, she's probably not too busy with 3 kids, but, you know, with 3 children and such. And she does all our digital. And so Marianne Shepherd moved into that position, taking some of the responsibility off her, and also Amy helping out in the AV. And then David Shepherd, which we really appreciate, he's heading up the AVL, audiovisual and live stream. And it's been a big help for Amy, so that you probably wondered sometimes why she disappeared off of the platform. Not when she was singing, obviously, but at other times because we had issues in live stream. So David has stepped into that, and be praying for him. He is down in Texas with his mom, and you can just be praying for the whole family and such. It wasn't a good report that they got concerning the surgery, but we're just believing God sent a prayer cloth with them. And so he stepped into that. And then we had some administrative, and just letting you know some of the things, because you're involved, and also to help people, because, you know, we need you. We talked about God being communicative. Well, you need to be communicative as well. And we need your help so you understand some of these things. We redesigned our webpage. Amy and Audrey worked on that just to bring it more up to date, but also to simplify it. I mean, like when you go on a website, it's simplified and it's easy to navigate. You know, you don't have to have a degree in you know, whatever. And so they simplified it, updated, made it easier to navigate it. Then we, the office, phones, you know, some of those things were reorganized, some of the things in the office, we did that. Then information center, we've updated that. Now, I know some of you say, what's the big deal about the QR codes? Well, we live in a technical society, as we know. We joke around, I think it was last Wednesday I joked around, 75% of our congregation uses our app to give. We're the 25% that doesn't. We still do a check. So, and sometimes cash. Just joking. But we just realized that. I understand for some of you it's been a challenge. We realize that. But for the most part, I think we have you guys. And if you understand what I mean by that, when we have new people come in, especially younger people, they are technical. And QR codes, these kind of things, that just really, they're like, oh, they're up to date, they're modernized. How many of you kiddos are glad we still don't use flannel boards in children's church, and right? You know, sometimes we like the 50s and we like the, and such, but, you know, we have to, the message stays the same, but our methods are, we change our methods, right? It's always about Jesus, always presenting Jesus and what he's done. So we've gotten all our forms are on the website. Some of this, we started this with staff to help the staff because, you know, right now, full time, my wife and myself, Becky is here in the office. Amy is here on Tuesdays. And so Paul, you know. He works outside. Melissa works outside. Others work outside. And so we were trying to be more efficient with them where they didn't have to come into the office to get forms. And others, too. Some of you that are over areas, how can we do this better where they don't have to make, you know, take their lunch hour, whatever it may be, so you can go on. So now all our forms, any form that you need are online, so you can go there and you can find those. And then the app has been redesigned. I'm not sure, was it who? Somebody brought it to your attention. So we just download it, come with the app or whatever, and had the calendar on it. Well, it has some things on there that we just don't support. And so we took it off. It was a holiday. We just thought, great, we can help us with the holidays. But there are some holidays that we just don't support. And so right now, so if you go to the app, you go to events, it'll take you right to the calendar, right to all those pictures. And you don't have to worry about all that. And so then, and this is what this meeting is about today, is just reorganizing our helps ministry, ushers, readers, information center, and just where we can be more efficient and such. And as I shared earlier, some of it is learning, as ushers learning some things. Josh is going to go over some things here in a little bit. The communion. I know it's only the second time I think we've done it this way. Is that correct? That seems to be working, and we'll continue. And as soon as we're out of those little cup things, that was the last one. So the next time we have communion, it'll be back to the regular juice and such. And then, so we've done that, and I know he's been working. He's been working with the ushers and such like that. So we want to revamp some of that, and he'll go over that. And then security updates. Unfortunately, the time in which we live, it's just where we're at. And there's just some things that we felt we could get better at concerning security and such like that. So, part of where we are downtown, but just what's going on in society. You know, a few years ago, I was listening to a gentleman, and the Lord just spoke to my heart, you know, as a shepherd, it's just not protecting the flock spiritually, but you also have to look at the natural side of it. And so there's things that we know that we can do, that we can shore up maybe a little bit, just like a couple weeks ago when we had that incident, and I found some things out late afterwards and such. And so, you know, people say, well, what was wrong? Well, you know, we can't go into a lot of details, but this person actually, they were drunk, they were high, And I found out she was flipping some of you off over in that section later on. I didn't see that going on. But, you know, some of those things, we just have to be aware. And yes, we want to minister to people. Yes, we want to help people. But we also have to understand sometimes people, they're here to disrupt. And they're here just, you know, they're not here to help and or to get help and such. And so so that'll be you know, better communication on that line. I know Josh has talked with Miss Roberta concerning security. We knew what to do. You know, they can hit a button. You know, a certain number goes up. Ushers know, issue. They need to get downstairs. But how do ushers communicate to them? So, you know, working on that. Like if there's a lockdown, it's got to be communicated to them down here. If forever there's a reason, we got to lock down. So they have work done. So those are some of the security things that we're doing. And we are looking into, because of what we had happen a couple of weeks ago, you know, whether we need some security cameras. I know we have live stream, but doesn't get everything. And so we are looking into that. We do have security cameras outside. And while I'm on it, if you know of anybody that stole the sign off our dumpster, I'm serious. Somebody stole the sign off our dumpster. It was the Wednesday night before the youth garage sale. And I drove in. I thought, our sign's missing off our dumpster. So we have security cameras. So I went on. I saw Paul and Mark leaving. And it was one of them. No, no. It just dun, 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 dun. Just kidding. But I could see, because we have, you know, it's lighted and stuff like that. And the camera, it was there about, I think you guys left about 9:30 yeah. that Wednesday night. 7 in the morning, the next morning, it was gone. So sometime between 9 and 7, 9 on Wednesday night and 7 in the morning, somebody took the sign off our dumpster out there. And we've had our cones stolen and such like that. But, you know, we have the extra lighting that we put up years ago. You know, it's about helping and keeping people safe and protected. I know different of the sometimes some of the women that work a little bit later, ladies meeting, or I know sometimes where'd she go? I saw her earlier, Roberta. You know, she's here a little bit later on Wednesday nights. You know, and so so we're looking into that, how we can do that on the interior. You know, right now Secret Sisters, we've got gifts that are out there. And, you know, we want those going to the right people, right? And such. So just some of those. And then signage. We are going to be doing, we've been talking about this, but just some better signage upstairs when we have guests that come in to help them. And that's some of the things we're going to be also talking about as ushers and as greeters. You know, just paying attention when we see people that are new, that are coming in. You know, pleased me a couple of weeks ago, while I was actually Easter Sunday, was one I saw an usher, they saw a new family, they went right to them, you know, can I help you find a seat? That's what we want, you know. And then I saw some greeting, and it was another new family. And they took them, showed them where the sanctuary and that type of thing. And so Josh is going to be talking a little bit more about that. And before we get into the overall, I come across this the other day. And so I just want to share. It's really, you know, what our heart is and such. So first of all, we desire for you to be inviting. Okay? I know it's easy to visit with your friends. I know it's easy to visit with those that you know. But when you're on as ushers and greeters and information center, you're on duty in a sense. And so it's important, because if we got guests walking through and you're there talking with somebody and they just kind of walk through, you know, that probably they'll say, well, I enjoyed the service, but they may not be back again. Statistics show us that most people, 80% of the people that visit a church the first time, they come back as a result of how they are greeted and how they are taken care of before they ever hear the music or the sermon. They've decided within the first 15 minutes of coming into the church whether they'll come back again. And so that's each and every one of us. And I understand I have to guard myself. you get visiting about, you haven't seen someone. And so those are some of the things that, so we want to be serving, we want to help. You know, sometimes we forget when we've been involved in a church for a long time, what it's like to be a first-time guest. Right? And some people have heard about our church, and we're known as that church. You understand what I'm saying? But they're coming to check it out. And so they may not know. They're hungry. They're looking for more of God and such like that. And so how they are greeted when they first come in, are people just visiting with their friends, or are they actually greeting and helping people as they walk in the door? And then I'll be honest with you, and I had a friend tell me, don't pet your peeve, but this is a pet peeve of mine, is timeliness. Thank you for that one amen. Right? It's really important. And as we restructure some of these things, as far as ushers and greeters, you're not going to be on as much as you are, because we're reducing some of the positions and, again, trying to be more efficient. But it's so important to be on time. That's just, my kids, or my youngest daughter was, she was in band. And the band instructor would tell them this: to be on time is late. Be on time. I see a couple of the kids nodding their heads. To be on time is late. And he taught, he trained those kids. They were there. If they were supposed to be there, or, say 6:30 for a band concert at 7, he expected them there at 6:25. And such, and they did it. And I can, so timeliness. And then we want you to be exceptional. Okay? Exceptional, just, again, thinking about that person or thinking about others. I'm here to be friendly. I'm here to greet people. I'm here to help people and such. And so, exceptional, anticipate. What do I mean by that? Well, again, you see somebody coming in, you say, I've never seen them before. They've got three little kids in tow. Okay? Does everybody know where the preschool is? Everybody, do you all know where the preschool room is? Raise your hand. Some of you do, some of you don't. Okay. Toddler room. Anybody know where the toddler room is?
I also know where
the Anybody know where the kitchen is? I'm just... Children's church. So it's very important. So you see someone coming in, and, they should know. Well, they don't know. Where is the nursery? Where is the toddler room? Where is preschool? And we're going to help with the signage and have some of those things, but not everybody's looking up. Not everybody, but as you as an usher or a greeter, in fact, some of these notes I took, they had what they called escorts. It was really in. They had a greeter, and then there was another person, especially if it was a first-time guest or somebody, And you know how you can tell? They have the deer in the headlight look. Right? They're coming in. They're not real sure. They're checking the church out. And you're kind of like, okay, they're looking around. And it's just that anticipation. I see somebody. They're kind of lost. They don't know. Even though we got signs for bathrooms, I still get asked, where's your bathroom? Right? And that's fine. And it's good. But if we're anticipating, that just really speaks to people. Really, it really shows people that, hey, these people, yes, they're friendly, but they're caring, they're willing to help out, because we're expecting more guests, and we're expecting more people to come in. Of course, be friendly, eye contact, smile, right? Be space conscious. How many know what that means? Don't just give everybody a hug. I know some of you huggers. And I know 2020, that messed you up, and, you had to hug yourself, and, right? But some people, like we all found it really interesting. The person that ran up on the stage a couple of weeks ago and hugged a worship leader, they don't like to be hugged
at all.
They and we just found that kind of interesting. But, so that's what we mean by space conscious and such like that. If you're a hugger, ask ahead of time. It's okay. I hear my wife say it. Somebody that's new, somebody that she doesn't know, are you okay if I hug you? Very simple. Very easy. And some people say yes. Some people, right? We just have to understand that. It's just, You know, part of it's the time we live in and that type of thing, but we just, not everybody likes to be hugged. And while I'm on it, men to women, there's a proper way. Okay? All right? Do I need to say any more? Okay. Just... men to men's okay, right? But, you know, you just have to... Okay? And then be enthusiastic, right? And whatever you're doing, you're not just here serving us, you're serving the Lord. And you're helping, you know, you're helping the anointing, you're helping enhance the anointing and the presence of God to flow. It's not just the pastor or the worship leader. Yes, we've prayed, yes, we've studied, yes, we've prepared, but you know what? And some of the things, years ago I was a head usher, and I just, you know, I was an usher. Pray in tongues. You don't have to be loud, boast out there. You can just, while you're not engaged in something, you can just be praying in tongues. You know what you're doing? You're helping enhancing the flow of the Holy Spirit in a service. And really what you're doing is you're on ministry. You may not be a preacher or teacher or, you know, pulpit ministry, but you're in ministry. And you're helping so that God can move and God can minister to people's hearts. So we want to be enthusiastic. And then I love this. You are specialists. Say that with me. I'm a specialist. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, everybody in the church, we want them to be friendly and greet. But you guys have stepped into these areas and such. And so you're a specialist. And you have a heart to do that. God has put it on your heart to do that. You probably love people. I hope you love people. That's why you're in those positions. You love people, and you want to be a blessing to people. And so, in a sense, you are a specialist. And then I've already kind of touched on this, and I know Josh probably will touch on it. You're on duty. So when you come, you know, and even ahead of time, preparing yourself. So when you come, you are on duty. And again, I'm going to go back to, I know we like to visit with our friends. Okay, but if you're only on as an usher, and you know, and how we're going to do it, once every 2 months, you can visit with your friends the other 7 weeks that you're not an usher. Yeah. Right. Amen. Yeah. It's just important that we do that. It's just important that we're engaged and that we participate. So then, the next slide, just the church, just so you know, and. So I don't know if you can see all this overall church organization, pastor, administrative pastor, associate pastor, which is still praying and such about that, and just want to follow. And then the board of trustees, which we have two in here. If you're not Fulbert Ware, is one of our board of trustees right over here, and we appreciate. And then Jesse Burgess, and then Dr. Larry Hutton. And such. And so then under that, we have music department, we have the AVL communications, which are digital communications, our AV assistant, then helps. And we've added some areas, pastoral assistant, life safety, ushers, information center, lockup, and communion. And I know life safety, we've had some discussion about this. I know we've looked into this and just never were able to, you know, some, you know, CPR training. And such. How many have, anybody in here have CPR? Josh? Okay. Oh, we have quite a few. So praise the Lord. There we go. So, did you get their names? and so all those go under helps and benevolence. Children's ministry, which is our pastors Darren and Alicia. Youth ministry, which is our youth pastors Paul and Sandy Blanchette. Then our little ones, which cover nursery, preschool, and toddlers. And Roberta Dunlap, and I know Anita was in here earlier. Is she around? And I know Anita really has been a big help to her mom. And we have outreaches. We have our finance department. We have our maintenance. And now some of these, like with maintenance, that's Mark helps out in that, and also Tom Payne help out in that. They aren't, you know, they come in on their own volition and help out. Housekeeping, CBTC. And then kitchen, Yvonne Douglas is over the kitchen and such. And so we appreciate. And then the helps ministry structure, again, life safety, ushers, pastoral assistant, information center, lockup, and communion. And let me just say something about the lockup, if I could. Pretty much, it's really good, but we had 2 weeks in a row with the front door didn't get locked or got locked, unlocked after it was locked. I'm not sure what happened. So we're going to be moving. Everybody knows it's a little L and P, okay? But we're going to be moving that because, you know, if you've ever locked it, you know the bar pops out and such. But we've just had a couple times where it's been left unlocked. Fortunately, one time it was the front door and the back door. We just, and some of the, you know, we have given them permission to lock the door even while people are still here because, so they don't have, you know, some people like to visit really long, and so they can lock. So please do not unlock it once it's been locked. If you do, make sure it gets re-locked again. Amen? Because, you know, most of the staff is women that work here and such. So we want to protect them. And we have people coming at all different times. When I was looking to see who took the sign off the dumpster, I noticed someone at 7:30 in the morning was trying the doors at the front because we have a camera right there. So just want, if you do lock up, please make sure, you know, check them. Don't just assume, just check, make sure it is locked. So then some of the takeaways that we want to do today, been talking about this, we want to utilize people more wisely and more efficiently, and so we can focus more on God's vision. Ushers, leaders, information center roles and placement, and so again, some of you are going, you know, we're going to give you an opportunity if you're in those positions. We have some sign-up sheets, so you can, you want to continue in on that. We want the ushers to be trained in some other areas. Some of you already are doing some of the things with the information center. We're not going to have the parking lot detail. I think it's got to be like a second greeter. When we first started it, it was to help people, when it was raining, or help people across the street, you know, type of thing, just being aware. And so it turned into a second greeter, so we're actually going to be just not having that anymore. We'll have a greeter. Then the administrative pastor, she gets to report directly to me. Isn't that awesome? So, and she has a big long slide later that she, no, I just talked about it. And then department heads, they report to me for ministry items specific to their ministry. And then overall, you go to Pastor Linda. And then scheduling for greeters, still going to be on Planning Center, on the information, or Information Center, still going to be on Planning Center. Pastoral assistant, Becky does that scheduling. Joshua does the ushering. And so I want you to notice this line. I don't know if you can read this right here. Might not be on the same service every month. Because I know some of you're every Sunday, first Sunday, or, you know, whatever it is. So you have to check Planning Center. But it's good in this is that, you know, maybe if you're serving every month, maybe you don't care or you like to do that. But you can let us know that if you want to serve more. But it's to get more people involved, but be more efficient in that. So you'll have to check that. And then COVID. As much as we don't like it and all that happened, it's taught us to be flexible, right? How many been on mission trips? You know, one of the first things I learned on a mission trip is, you know, it's the 10th fruit of the Spirit. Blessed are those who are flexible, for they should not be bent out of shape. And I learned that. I learned that real quick on a mission trip. They'd have a schedule. They'd have a plan. But sometimes things just don't go according to plan. Sometimes, remember Costa Rica graduation? Traffic was so bad. I think graduation was supposed to start at 6:30. We didn't get there till 7:30. I mean, it was, and the guy that was speaking, you know, I mean, it was just the traffic. So you're just flexible. You go when you go.
Yeah.
And you just do what you do. And sometimes things happen. Like, I think it was the last time we were there. some of the schools, there was just some things that were, well, we got stuck in Guatemala City because there was a holiday that was going on that nobody knew about, and we took a wild, not a wild route, but it took us a while to get to the town where we needed to go to. But hey, you know what? Everybody did an awesome job. So just, and then please communicate. Please talk to whoever is over your area. We don't want frustrations. We want, you know, we don't want any offenses either, right? And we don't, you know, if you're feeling something, you know, please talk to someone and just voice it. It's just important to do that. And obviously pray about it and such like that. So a level was put, no one suffering in silence as we grow, right? And so again, ushers will be cross-trained into information center and such like that. So so I'm going to have Joshua, and we don't want to take a whole lot, but he's got a couple things that he's going to ask Tim to share concerning that. And so we love you guys. We appreciate you. And you know, I know we have some that weren't here. We are recording this so we can get that out and get the slides out to everyone. And then one last thing. I always tell people, you're glad they're here. Whether you're an usher, whether you're a greeter, whether you're an information center, when you see some, even people that are, you know, Alan, I'm glad you're here today, right? You don't know, he might have had a situation going on this week, and just somebody saying that to him just lifts him up, right? Because we all can be that encourager. We all can minister to one another. So I'm going to ask Josh to come on up, and here
you go, sir. Awesome. For a second, I thought the microphone turned off, but I guess it's not. I saw a thing earlier. I just thought it was really good. It said, engage churches, hold the keys to transforming culture. I think that's very true, right? You know, that, I mean, you look at the fivefold ministry and what they're there for is to, you know, train and equip the saints. But the body is this, right? We're the ones that are doing. You have to. One of the things we talked about, I like vision and things like this. In Habakkuk 2:2, it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by or passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. And I like that idea of someone running. I think about it, especially when people are doing like yard sales or they're doing car washes on the side of the road and they have a sign with 50 million things written on it. And I almost wreck my car trying to read it as I'm driving past. You know, Amy and I always joke, that's not how you do a sign. That's just not how you do it. You don't write 50 things on the sign. You write car wash. All right, cool. I got it. You're washing cars. Right. So same thing. So that's what we're trying to do. And like the pastor said, you know, don't suffer in silence. Please, if there's frustrations, if there's anything like that, please sound the alarm. Sorry about the direct reporting thing. I can't get the military out of some of my language. It's just hard to, I think, direct report. sorry about that, pastor. Anyway, I'm running my own slides. So some of this training. So I'm not going to do it. I don't want to waste. I want to be respectful of everyone's time, especially, you know, everyone has kids, everyone has places and people to go and things to do. But with these things, these are trainings that you need to expect. They're going to be quick 20-minute trainings after services in each area. So like the ushers do a quick 20-minute training, greeters quick 20-minute training, those kind of things after church. I don't want to try to do that individually right now because there'd be people that would just be sitting while I was training someone else. So I'm not going to do that, but expect that as it's coming up. But I am going to do a quick overview of the trainings I'm going to do. And that everyone is going to be doing. With these. So with ushers, we're going to talk about placement before, during, and after service. So that's going to be changing. So where you see ushers, there's going to be one usher that's always out in that foyer area where the Secret Sisters have their stuff out there and some things like that. So you'll always have an usher there. There's always going to be an usher. I'm talking pre-service. There's always going to be usher out in the foyer there. There's going to be an usher in by the sound booth. And there's going to be the head usher that's going to be able to rove and do different things. And then that'll change. Where they're sitting in service is going to shift a little bit just for our visuals of lines of approach and things. You know, just that idea of security. We do not operate in fear. God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a peace and love and a sound mind. But he did tell us to be gentle as a dove and wise as a serpent. So at the same time, so we need to be excellent in the things that we're doing and always just getting better. So no fear. The world is the world. It's a fallen world. So we're going to make things. We're just continuing to train, continue to grow. So when you see those things, It's not out of a spirit of fear. We're not constantly looking at people. We're just aware. And I love what Pastor said about praying in the spirit. I do that the whole time, especially if you're on that mindset of from the time you get there till the time you're done, you're on. If you just pray in the spirit, it just connects you. It connects you to the spirit. You're going to be like, hey, look at this person here. Hey, look at this bag. Hey, this person needs somebody. Now, I was talking to someone earlier today. Hurting people hurt others, right? You know, the world's hurting, especially after the last 24 months. The world, they need everyone in this room. They need them. They need the Spirit of God inside you to you know, yeah, they just, I'll start preaching. I'm sorry. So a security mindset, but not a fear mindset. Situational awareness, not fear. Ushers, I'm going to do a text feed for changes, but that's more just usher specific, but I'm going to do a group text thing, so just keep that in the back of your mind. I'm going to be sending it out. So say someone changes on a Saturday night, I can send a text out to everybody and say, hey, is anyone available tomorrow? So I'm not trying to do those changes the morning of the service, just to be more respectful of people's times and not, you know, surprise them. You know, wait till Mark walks in the door. Hey, I know you're a teen. Can I go? I'm not going to do that to you. Or I'm going to try not to do that to you. Greeters. So position of the greeters. So I know that we're very used to them being at the top of the stairs. That's going to move. So you're going to have greeters, those ushers in those aforementioned positions, and then you're going to have the information center. Information center, the people are going to be in there at the information center right underneath the giant sign on the wall. So you'll have a greeter at the front door. You'll come up the stairs, no one at the top of the stairs, an usher that's just out there in that foyer area. You'll come into the main sanctuary. You'll have the information center people right there, and then an usher in that room as well. Lockup, Pastor already mentioned that. Planning center, we're going to go over more trainings at planning center, but just be ready for that kind of stuff. Communion, we have a new checklist for that. Rob couldn't, I don't think he's here. I think he had to leave. Rob Schumacher's handling that ministry now, so all that prep and all that kind of stuff, he's going to be doing that stuff, which I'm pretty excited about. Can you go to the next slide? I may have hit almost just about everything. All right, so I know that's a little bit of a shift. I know with the kind of the change in the parking lot detail. So basically the three main positions it helps that you're looking at are ushers, greeters, information center. So someone might be like, hey, that's just not me. I'm not going to be the information center person. If that's true, that's true. There's no hate, there's no offense, there's no nothing, right? So just check with yourself, check with your spirit, see if that's what position you think you want to be in. But just bear in mind, that's kind of the focus of each of those ministries. One, that greeter is that first touch, immediately coming in. You know, first sense of, hey, maybe there's something wrong. Hey, this is a brand new person. Hey, I can point this person in the right direction. Your information center, they're going to know everything. That, you know, we're going to focus them with a computer, to sign into things, to tune into events. Excuse me, sorry. And then, yeah, I think I said all three. Yeah, next one. And so this is more for the training. I'm not going to go in depth on each one of these. But like I said, these are the three positions ushers are going to have. We have a pre-service, some things they're going to be doing. And I'm going to send all these slides out to you guys. So don't frantically try to think this, but I just wanted you to have a visual. We'll have once service begins. We'll have during service. We'll have after service. So that mindset of we're always on, right? There could be something that happens in the middle of the service while the head usher's out. Someone jumps up. You know, someone's been sitting, and all of a sudden they jump up right in the middle and start running and doing something, right? We're not off till we're off. Next slide. Like I said, I will send these out. Greeters. Once again, you're going to be standing by the front entrance. You're greeting people as they come in. You're going to open the door for people to come in. We're going to help them. You know, I helped someone today. They're in service, and they had their kids in service, and then they were like, oh, is it too late? They came out, and they're like, is it too late for me to check a child in? Mr. Berta saved me. You know, so I took him down to the classroom, and first I took him to the wrong place, and then I went downstairs, and then, you know, we tried to see if it would work out, and she didn't want to stay, but we did try. So that's my point, is you never know when that's going to happen. Mid-service, someone was like, hey, is it too late to check in my kid? And I was like, let me look at your face. Please come with me, sweetie. It's going to be over. I know that look. So we just want to be a blessing to people, right? We want to help people. So next slide, please. She's just kind of being disruptive. I was like, that's not bothering anyone in the service, sweetie. She's like, it's bothering me. I was like, oh, got it. I was like, we're not judging you. We love that you have kids. She's like, no, it's me that. I'm like, I got you. We'll be okay. Information center. One, we're trying to let people know about the things that are going on, the events that are happening. Jeff, as wonderful as he is, can't hit everything. He tries. He just can't hit everything. But you look good while you do it. So we're going to go over some trainings on how to do that computer, how to do the iPad, how to do that kind of stuff. And then after service there, same thing. We had a guy today. I had someone walk up to me, brand, you know, you could just tell that look he had on his face. And you're like, ah, you're brand new. And you're like, these people look like they're going to try and hug me. Easy.
Uh-huh.
Next slide. I said this was 13 years ago at this point, but I had someone that walked into the church on an Easter Sunday with one of my lieutenants, walked out of the church and texted me later and said, there was way too much love in there. Sorry. Breaks up your heart, I think. Is that the last slide, Pastor? That might be the last one. That is it. Okay, so if immediately you're like, yep, there's no way, I really like what I'm doing here. I don't want to be in the information center, whatever, any of those things. What we're trying to do is focus and tailor people to where the Spirit of God wants them and where, it's because you're in tune with that. So we will have, I have sign-in sheets. I'm going to hand these out. Could you help me? There's three sign-in sheets right here. If you could put them over on the food table. If you want to stay where you're at, stay where you're at. If you would like to shift from since we are making some changes, if you're wanting to shift from being, if you're like, no, I like to greet, but I'd rather be an information center, any of those things, please sign up where you'd like to change over there. What else? Is there anything else? What was Galatians 6:9? I wanted to read Galatians.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. I want to look it up in the Passion.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
There went the anointing. That's what I texted myself. I was like, viewing people in underwear does not help keep me focused. That is not something that ever helped me. Verse 9. So it says, let us not lose heart. I'm sorry, this is an Amplified Classic. The only real verse. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So then as occasion and as opportunity open up to us, let us do good to all people. And it goes on. But anyway, but it says then also be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith. And we just want to build people up. From the second they get here to the second they leave, we want to build them up so that they can go out and do God's work. I think that is all I have, Pastor. Yeah. So be ready for those trainings. Just look for them. They'll be quick, easy touch points, and we'll hit all of those things that Pastor talked about.
So once again, I appreciate, when I asked Josh as we had prayed about some things, and I looked back over some things years ago, come across this thing, six type of people you need to have on your staff. And one of them was strategy. And I know that's what he's done. That's what he worked in is systems of information and that type of thing. So a big part of this, we're preparing for growth because we believe growth is coming. And we believe that we know we have what we need, the Word and the Spirit. We know God moves in our midst and such like that. But sometimes there's some natural things. My pastor, Pastor Hayden, if I heard it once, I heard it 100 times. The natural and the supernatural coming together make an explosive force for God. And so when we do some of these natural areas and shore up in a sense, and I know it's a change, but as we're moving in and we've been looking out, there's a couple places we drove by, we've been praying about, and we're just trying to get the mind of the Lord on this. And I take heart. Kelly had emailed me, and then we had lunch with Renee Gray and Dr. Lynn, and we just were the other day just more encouraged. They have a new building, if you don't know. Going to be closed in June 27th, and such. Half the funds are raised. And such. So I'm just throwing this out there. If you feel you want to be a blessing to them, I'm sure Kelly will give you information. If God's put it on your heart to help them in that, we're praying about what we as a church can do. And because we believe in putting seed out there, because we're believing God for a new place as well. So thank you for being here today. We appreciate it very much. I told my wife, I'm just throwing this out here. I think everybody, it's been a long time since we've had a fellowship. And I know this has been a meeting. And so we're going to look into how we can do that, where we can have some more potlucks and just figure that out. We don't do the deacons ministry. But as we were watching everybody, just we said, I think people have been missing this. So we just need to get back to doing this. So once again, thank you. The sign-up sheets. If you have questions, please don't ask. No, I'm just kidding. If you have questions, you can talk to us about it. And again, we appreciate each and every one. If you're saying, you know what? I just, as Josh said, so thank you guys. Thank you, Josh and Amy, getting all this set up and prepared. And God bless you guys. Amen. Thank you. So sign up sheets over there. Don't forget.